Look at the COVID-19 hospitalizations in New Jersey. They continue to increase. The 7-day average for confirmed positive COVID-19 tests now up about 62% from a week ago, 160% increase from a month ago when the officials were reporting record low daily caseloads. It's the highest 7-day average now since May. Hospitalizations for the virus are still some of the lowest levels they've seen during the pandemic, but they are ticking up. Officials say the increasing number of cases and hospitalizations, that's largely because of the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus among, of course, unvaccinated residents, especially young people who are less likely to get seriously ill, but can still pass the virus on to someone who will get seriously ill. For those who are saying, well, my body, my choice, you're not giving someone who you might be really close to, a family, friend, you're not giving them much of a choice, are you? Officials are calling on more residents to get vaccinated to play their part in curbing the spread. Officials say state data is showing vaccines have been widely effective in preventing infections, hospitalizations, and deaths related to COVID-19. There have been 49 fully vaccinated people in New Jersey who have died from complications related to the virus. That was as of July 12th. The overwhelming belief is that those people already had the virus. They weren't showing the symptoms. So getting the vaccine for that, those 49, I know this might be a little heartless to say, but it was a moot point just because of the status of the health at that point in time. Statewide transmission rate is up around 1.4 once again. It hasn't seen that level since November 20th of last year. Just to refresh your memory, any number over 1 indicates that each new case is leading to more than one additional case. It also shows the state's outbreak is, of course, once again expanding. The statewide positivity rate for tests conducted, that was 2.89%. Now the concern is, are we going to fall back into face mask land and various other mandates? According to Governor Murphy, he said, if we have to, we will. But we did know the state's hospitals right now have enough capacity to treat coronavirus patients. So he's saying that he hopes he doesn't have to reinstall any mandates. We have over 5.18 million people who live, work, or study in New Jersey who have now been vaccinated, fully vaccinated. There are more than 9 million residents in the state, including children under the age of 12, who they're not yet eligible to be vaccinated. About 70% of the eligible population is vaccinated in New Jersey. That puts us 7th in the ranking as far as the country is concerned. That was going to the CDC. Though inoculations have slowed in recent months, about 4 million people are still unvaccinated. When you look at the age demographics, regarding the coronavirus, people 30 to 49 years old, they make up the largest percentage of New Jersey residents who have gotten the virus, 30.9%, followed by those 50 to 64, they're 22.4%, 18 to 29, 20%, 5 to 17, 10.1%. Wait, I didn't think kids got the coronavirus. Well, they do. They might not get the heavy symptoms, but they become the transmitters to people who are more susceptible to the virus. Speaking of which, 65 to 79-year-olds make up 10% of the cases, 80 and older, 4.4%. And just as a note, by the way, infant to the age of 4, 2.1% of the cases. Nearly half of the state's COVID-19 deaths have been among residents 80 and older, 45.4%. That's followed by the 69 to 79-year-olds, 33.7%. After that, 50 to 64-year-olds, 16.4%. 30 to 49-year-olds, 4.1%. 18 to 29.4%. And between the younger ages, under 18, 0% of deaths due to the coronavirus. But as Governor Murphy and many others have said, can't be any more clear, the vaccines work. They're proving more than 99.9% effective in preventing people from getting the virus, 99.99% effective in keeping people out of the hospital, 99.99% effective in, hell, keeping people alive. Meanwhile, the spread of the Delta variant, as I said, is really caused by the people refusing to get the vaccine, with the hospitalizations growing over the past month from around 300 to pushing 350, with almost all those hospitalized being unvaccinated, which means that this is totally preventable. There's no pandemic among the vaccinated. It's all among the unvaccinated. Some vaccine stats. 70% of those over the age of 30 have had at least one dose of the two-dose Pfizer or Moderna vaccines or the single-dose J&J vaccine. But only 61% of those 18 to 29 and 42% of those 12 to 17 years old have been at least partially vaccinated.